The final two questions from Daniel Masters I'm going to tackle together because they relate to the same thing. The first question is about whether local newspapers have the resources to do in-house training. The second question is whether the NCTJ should do more technologically orientated training. In terms of training, in-house training in newspapers, I think certainly they have fewer resources, and it's, you know, widely known that one of the first things to suffer in any budget cuts is a training budget. But perhaps more importantly, I think one of the big losses in the regional press has been the kind of on-the-job learning and learning from others who've been in the job for years. Now, if you've got people who don't have the time to help others out, and that's what a lot of sub-editors and experienced people in the industry tell me, you know, they haven't got the time to do that anymore, then you lose that more informal learning. And secondly, if you're shedding those jobs and getting rid of those people, then again you're losing that. And equally, you know, there are a lot of people who have left regional newspapers because lots of experienced people you've left, and because partly they can't afford to work anymore for the wages. So those are all issues in terms of in-house training. In terms of the NCTJ, yes, I definitely think they could be more up-to-date. A lot of literature for in the NCTJ and other training organisations is around building web pages. So kind of treating journalism and online journalism as akin to desktop publishing, which it isn't. It's an editorial thing. It's about ideas, it's about stories, it's about people. It's about communication, it's about distribution, and I think all of those elements tend to be lacking in the established training organisations. So yes, quite obviously, they could do more about that. It's a massive culture shift, and to some extent, you know, it's lucrative-ish business, or a relatively straightforward business, so to significantly change that, and the industry itself doesn't know where it's going, is problematic. You know, the NCTJ is led by the industry, and I think one of the advantages, and obviously I've got a vested interest here, but one of the advantages of university education is that tends to concern itself with looking further forward, with looking at where the industry could go, and anticipating that. So, you know, to some extent, university education is led by the industry, but in some cases, universities lead the industry as well, and you know, look at where the industry could go next. So, that's something that obviously the training organisations could do a lot better.